Hello everyone, and welcome to the very first podcast of The Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I'm going to be talking to you about empathy. Empathy is kind of a big deal since it will be the foundation of all my future discussions. So it is important that we are on the same page when I talk about having an empathetic perspective. So let's get started with some of the basic notions of what empathy is to us. You can define empathy as stepping into someone else's shoes or point of view, even feeling the other person's feelings. Okay, first let me demystify this part for you. This is the same as when children form similar habits to the adults around them or kids playing in the sandbox together, even if it was the first time they ever met. When bullies are able to recognize those kids that are easily bullied in a crowd of many, it is only because they identify themselves reflected in the other. It is an automatic or, in other words, unconsciously active process, present the whole time. What does differ is the conscious awareness of these experiences, meaning the more sensitive you are, the more you are aware of picking up these vibes or feelings from others. But this is only part of the empathetic experience I'm referring to. Once you are aware of this, it gives you an opportunity to understand each other even more. And yet you are only capable of understanding another to the extent you understand yourself. That is empathy. Empathy reveals the depth of your understanding of yourself and hence others. So for example, stage fear. Stage fear is a common issue faced by many. Why someone fears speaking to a crowd can be different for different people. Well, from an empathetic perspective, this is also typical with speakers who have yet to empathize with their audience. While talking to an audience, you are essentially just sharing your idea or message that you think is beneficial for them. So there is no reason to fear them. So why fear talking to a crowd then? Because you are yet to empathize or you're not relating to them yet. When you let go of the fear and remember a time when you were in the audience's seat, it helps you empathize with your audience now. When you are empathizing, you are experiencing your speech from the audience's perspective, meaning you are listening to your speech for the first time. You are going through that journey for the first time. So maybe like me, you are calm yet excited to hear what the speaker has to share today and the benefits of the message shared. Or you are tired from a long day's work and want to listen to something funny and relaxing. If you truly understand what it feels like to be an audience to someone, you will also understand your audience's feelings and wishes for you to succeed as well. This is how easy and liberating empathy can be for you. Hope you enjoyed today's topic. Future topics will be similar to issues revolving around identity and having an empathetic approach to resolving them. Tune in again next Friday, and until then, have a wonderful week. Bye.